Hey everyone, this is Joshua Raiden, and you're listening to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. No
rain for your soul. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. I'm Wesley Ryan, and I could not be more excited to kick off the fourth season of the show with an artist I've been a fan of for over 10 years. If you're not familiar with Joshua Raiden, the first thing you should do is run to joshuaraiden.com and find out what an incredible artist you've been missing out on. And if you are familiar with Joshua Raiden, well, then you should still run to joshuaraiden.com and check out all the dates for the Sirius XM Coffeehouse Tour, where you can not only see Joshua Raiden, but also talented singer-songwriters Rachel Yamagata and Brandon Jenner. That tour kicked off last week in Nashville, Tennessee, and I was so excited when Joshua took the time to chat with me about the tour, his latest album, The Fall, and the powerful impact music has had on his own life and so many others. Before we get to that interview, however, I need to play you two of my favorite Joshua Raiden tunes, and there's no better place to start than with a track from his very first album, which introduced the world to his uniquely beautiful voice, words, and spirit. From the 2006 album, We Were Here, this is Joshua Raiden with What If You.
What if you could wish me away? And what if you, for you I break these walls, and I choose to fall. I'm gonna cross that line for you.
Welcome back to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. You just heard Cross That Line, one of my favorite tracks, from the artist we're spotlighting in this week's episode, the incredibly talented Joshua Raiden. Joshua recently released an amazing new album titled The Fall, which you can and should grab on iTunes right now. If you're like me, you'll fall in love with every single track. Beyond his ability to mesmerize you with his stunning voice, Joshua can write lyrics that will stop you in your tracks and make you consider what love really is. I knew I had to start our interview by asking where his ability to do that comes from and to share what my favorite tracks from the new album were.
Can I tell you a couple of my favorites?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear.
My two are actually Enough For You, which speaks to me about what you'll do for someone you love, and then Keep the Darkness Away, which is the gratitude that you have for those people that do the same. So I just wanted to ask you, you have such a beautiful concept of what love is and should be. Where does that come from?
Huh, that's a good question. I've never been asked that. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm not a very political person. And I guess I say that because, you know, a lot of the songwriters that I grew up listening to, like classic songwriters, you know, Dylan and Neil Young and guys like that, I feel like had, like, during their time, during their moments where they were, you know, putting out their best work, writing a lot about what was going on in the world. So it's like they were thinking about that all the time as artists and writers. And for me, I guess mostly what I think about is how people get along with each other. And when I say people, I really mean how I get along with people and how they get along with me. And love has so much to do with that, whether it's romantic love or platonic love or filial love or parental love. You know, it sort of consumes my mind all the time.
Don't fear the dark, 'cause I'm your dawn. To me you're right, even when you're wrong. Don't know why you stay, but you keep the darkness away.
I think when I'm most inspired to write is when I'm falling in love with a woman and I'm writing her love letters, but they're just, you know, in song form.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I find myself going through your music the most when I'm actually falling for someone. So that connects.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad it helps then.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about my favorite song of yours of all time, which is The Fear You Won't Fall.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's perfectly describing the place I'm at right now in terms of romance. So I wanted to see how it feels to know that your music not only helps people say how they feel, but actually understand their own feelings.
That's a really nice thing to hear. I mean, I there really couldn't be more of a reward, I guess, that, you know, for a writer to hear that sort of accolade, I guess. So thank you.
I know it's easy to say, but it's harder to feel this way. And I miss you more than I should, than I thought I could. Can't get my mind off you.
Music is actually how it saved my life. I've struggled with depression and a lot of different issues, so that's why I'm so passionate about sharing really inspiring music. So thank you.
Well, I'm so glad I could just be any little part of any help that comes your way.
Well, you've also helped a lot of people through the music that you've put all over the place. And I'm a big fan of the show The Fosters, and your song One and Only really hit me as a gay man whose love has had to be kind of a secret for some time. So what would you say to anybody who's struggling to express their love for any reason, whatever it may be?
Well, I mean, the obvious, you know, is just anytime you feel something so strongly, being honest about it and out in the open is always the way to go about it, as far as I'm concerned.
Let me lay where I'm safe. I don't want to run anymore. I don't want to be the secret you keep. I don't want to hide anymore. I want you.
You just heard One and Only from the one and only Joshua Radin, the artist we're spotlighting on this week's episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. If you're feeling Joshua's music, which I'm not quite sure how you couldn't, don't forget to head to joshuaradin.com for all the details on his latest album and all the upcoming dates for his Sirius XM Coffeehouse tour. And if you're digging this episode, remember you can head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com to check out more exclusive interviews and inspiring music from your favorite artists. And speaking of inspiring, I cannot imagine what it was like to hear Joshua perform one of his most beautiful songs at the wedding of Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. And I definitely had to know what it felt like for him to be a part of that experience.
Some of the people who've had an impact on me in addition to you are, you know, Ellen DeGeneres. And I know you sang your song today at her wedding to Portia de Rossi. What was it like to be a part of that moment?
That was definitely like a surreal moment. I'd been a fan of Ellen's for a long time, and I was just really shocked that that song of mine was, you know, that's what they wanted to be their song. You know, shocked and honored, of course. It was, I guess, a bit of an out-of-body experience in a way. I mean, I just remember standing there right in front of them playing my songs for them, and they were like looking at each other and crying, and it's one of those moments I'll never forget. It was a very, very cool thing to be a part of. Mm. Not only just because of how amazing those two women are, but at the time it was like they were getting a lot of press, obviously because Ellen's celebrity, and I think it was really cool to be a part of just part of the story in terms of, you know, the legalization of gay marriage. I never thought I'd be, you know, really involved in any part of a story that had to do with that being a straight man. But it was like all of a sudden I found myself doing interviews all over the world. People asking me on radio stations, TV programs, you know, about this wedding and what it was like. And it really gave me a window into speaking about how all people should be able to get married. And yeah. I just think that was really cool.
It's such a beautiful thing to me. You know, you create this piece of art, this song, and, you know, you never know where it will take you and how it will really impact, you know, people.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Amazing. You're sitting on a couch like at 4 a.m. and a song comes out, you know, playing your guitar, and then you have no idea. I mean, just writing this song, and then you find yourself playing these songs in the craziest of situations that you would never imagine.
You are the one I've been waiting for today.
That was Joshua Radin with Today, the song he played for Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi on their wedding day. Ellen may have been lucky enough to have Joshua perform live for her special day, but I know his music has been present at countless weddings over the years. And with some of his most moving tracks yet coming from his latest album, The Fall, I have no doubt his songs will continue to help people celebrate the biggest moments in their lives for years to come. I'd had the chance to share my favorite tracks from Joshua's new album, but I also had to ask what a few of his own favorites were.
Song for You is one of my favorites. Maybe Diamonds. I think maybe the last song on the album, Still Spinning, I like a lot.
The waves crash over me again and again. There's a storm approaching land. And I'm so far out in the undertow. All the lies you were told seem to strip away your soul. They changed into diamonds, diamonds and pearls. You and I, wheels still spinning. Can't stop the ride. Just you and I.
Well, you know, music can do so many things, and one of the things I'm passionate about is music education in schools, and I know that's something that, you know, you've worked hard for as well. Why do you think it's important we expose kids to music?
Well, I think everyone should be able to play a little bit of music. That's a quote from one of my favorite movies, Harold and Maude. You know, whether you're going to, if you're a child, whether you're going to grow up and be a professional musician or not, most obviously aren't, you know, just having music in your life and having that side of your brain working, creating, thinking. I mean, it's scientifically proven. It helps every other aspect of how your brain works. Mm. So it's, to me, it's a no-brainer. It's like, and I think it's just such a shame that so many inner city schools have had their arts programs cut because of lack of funding. And you know, if there's anything I can do to help that not be a problem anymore is something that I'm willing to do. Most of the time when I do charitable work, it's working with kids, because for me, I mean, obviously all charity is great. You know, anytime you can give your time to any cause, that's fantastic. And people should give back, because, you know, honestly, like I love my job so much. I'd probably pay to do my job, let alone get paid, you know? So when you're that lucky that you get to do something that you love to do, that you would not only do for free, but you would pay to do, I think you got to give back in some way. And for me, working with kids is great, because I feel like working with adults, a lot of times it's much harder to make a connection. You know, people are set in their ways. And really make a change. But with kids, you can really get in there early and really affect the next generation. And that's very important to me.
It's hard for me to put into words just how important it is for us to expose children to music. I say this all the time, but it's never any less true. Music saved my life. It helped me process my feelings and figure out who I am and who I want to be. It still does that. And I know it does the same for so many people. So when we support music education, we're not only greatly increasing the chances for every student's own personal success in so many areas of their lives, we're also helping to create artists that will inspire and save lives with their music. Artists like Joshua Radin and artists like Patty Griffin. Imagine a world where neither of those folks ever discovered the power in an instrument or in their voice. On second thought, don't imagine that. I know I don't want to. I'd much rather appreciate the world we do live in, where Joshua Radin and Patty Griffin are able to share their amazing gifts and are even able to do it together. I'm especially grateful they got together to record a track for Joshua's 2008 album, Simple Times, and I'm equally grateful to be able to play it for you now. Here they are, with You've Got Growing Up to Do.
I've been down this road before. I walk out the door, leave you on the floor.
Who are some of the artists that really influenced you when you were a kid? You mentioned Dylan and Young. Anybody else?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a Beatles house, and I knew every word to every song, and that's all I listened to. My mom would a lot of times have the oldies station on and the radio in the car when we'd be driving. So it's a lot of Motown, a lot of old soul music like Wilson Pickett and Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, you know, stuff like that. I'd say that's the stuff I listened to the most as a kid and still do. It's still my favorite music, all that stuff that I just listed. So that, I mean, you know, in the car, my dad would always play Paul Simon, and I think that really filtered into my brain, and I think you can definitely hear that sort of influence in my songwriting and singing. And
Well, I know you're also probably inspired by a couple of your friends, Rachel Yamagata and Brandon Jenner. How excited are you to hit the road with them on the SiriusXM Coffeehouse tour?
I'm really excited. It's usually when I go out and do a tour, it's like my tour, and I bring out an opener, and like this is different. This is like the SiriusXM Coffeehouse tour, their first ever, and I'm just like happy to be a part of it, so it's a little, it's nice to go out and feel like you're a part of something rather than it's like all the pressure's on you to make this tour successful. It's sort of like I just get to be a part of this and just have fun playing music, and that's I'm really looking forward to that. And Rachel and Brandon are super friendly and talented people, so we're going to be riding the bus together. It's going to be a nice tight-knit family. It's going to be great.
Are you going to perform with them on stage at all? Any surprises?
Yeah, we're going to work some things out when the tour starts. We'll probably be in the back lounge of the bus every night trying to figure out some covers. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to that too.
Well, I'm going to do my best to make it out to a show, so I look forward to seeing that.
Cool. I think you'll have a good time if you do.
I know for a fact that I will have a good time, nay, a great time, seeing Joshua Radin perform live with Rachel Yamagata and Brandon Jenner, and I hope to see all of you out there. You can check out all the tour dates and grab tickets at joshuaradin.com, and you can hear even more inspiring music from Joshua over at the Positive Psychology of Popmusic.com, where you'll find the song I'd like to close the show with this week. It's another one of my favorites from Joshua, and it's one that has inspired me greatly. Patience has never been my strongest characteristic, so sometimes I need a reminder that the things that mean the most in life may not come quickly. But at the same time, we can't wait too long on the opportunities that are right in front of us and let them pass us by. We have to voice who we are, what we want, and go after it. Luckily, the song you're about to hear has helped me with both of those messages, and I hope it does the same for all of you. Thanks again to Joshua Radin for taking the time to chat, and to each and every one of you for listening. For the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with The Rock and the Tide, this is Joshua Radin.
I'll show you how you can take my hand and say,